From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Roy Vickers, New Britain Mutual, Johnny.
Hi, Roy.
How'd you like to try some Creole cooking?
Okay, what's up?
One of the bellhops at the St. Agnes Hotel in New Orleans had quite a time last night. He opened the safe and walked out with $7,500 in cash and a diamond necklace worth a cool $25,000.
So help me, Roy. I didn't know bellhops had so much fun.
That isn't all. He also stole a station wagon belonging to the hotel manager, not to mention the manager's wife.
What do you want back?
Mainly that necklace. It's the property of one of our clients. She was stopping at the St. Agnes and had it stowed in the hotel safe.
Any line on the bellhop?
Not a trace so far.
The wife?
Don't be funny. Can you hop a plane down there and see what's happened for us?
Sure, Roy.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the New Britain Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Valentine matter. Expense account item one, $175.00. Airfare and the incidental costs it takes to get from Hartford to New Orleans. Once there, I was more than surprised to discover the police had wound up the whole case. The prodigal bellhop, along with the $7,500 in cash, the diamond necklace, the station wagon, even the manager's wife, had all been recovered. Everything and everyone tearful, but intact. I reported this development to all parties concerned, phoned the airport for a reservation back to Hartford, which they said would be the following afternoon, and then looked around for something to do. I found a spot on Burgundy Street that seemed to be less crowded than the others and settled down for the evening. That's where it happened. He was sitting alone, tall, gray-haired, rugged. A face full of some 50-odd years, I guessed, and full of some other things no one could guess. It was three drinks at the bar before I made out who he was, who he had been. A man who was once big, in a way that only prohibition made them big. This seat taken?
No.
Mind if I sit down, Mr. Valentine?
Well, you can't be that old.
How old?
Old enough to recognize me.
Recognize you from your picture. Long time ago.
Time. I guess I could tell you more about that than anybody. You a cop?
No, I'm an insurance investigator.
You were a cop once?
Once. Can I buy you a drink, Mr. Valentine?
Damn's enough. Sure. You're doing better than the boys in the force. I've been living in New Orleans for 3 months now. Nobody's calling me.
Any reason why they should?
No. No, there isn't. But then no one's ever figured out a way to stop a policeman from making a visit when he wants to.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. There's a lot of policemen I've liked in my day. Visiting policemen. That is, on certain days. You're too young to remember much about it, Dollar, but a long time ago, a bunch of old women made a law called the Volstead Act.
Sure. Prohibition.
Everybody heard about it. Including the old women who passed the law. You see, this law was supposed to be for the other guy, not for them. Anyhow, a lot of people started bottling up violations of this Volstead Act. You tired?
No, not a bit, Dan.
Well, it got me a lot of money and a lot of trouble. 13 years for income tax evasion, finally. Ended just 3 months ago, and I came here to live happily ever after. Funny?
No. New Orleans is a nice, quiet place to live. Better still, no one's bothering you.
That's the way I want to keep it. And they can pass 1,000 stupid laws, and I'm not going to fall for any of them. Everything the book says, everything in order. How's that sound?
Pretty good.
Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Then I've got my point over. I'm flattered that you recognize me, Dollar. I paid back 10 days for everyone I took. Now, all I ask is that you don't ask the police to bother me.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, Dan, you didn't even have the dinner I'm about to buy for you.
Dollar, it's nice to come out of prison and be recognized by a nice guy. Where we go, Jimmy Moran's?
That's where we went, and it was a swell dinner. Only Dan Valentine didn't eat much of it. He tried to smile and...